Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, many drivers will have had the experience of tootling down the motorway when the traffic ahead of you slows to a crawl. And sometimes that can be down to a great big tractor on the road ahead. Well, one group has called for the tractor to be banned from using the motorway altogether. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Ger Hyland from the Irish Road Hauliers Association and also Seamus Boland, who's the CEO of Irish Rural Link. Ger, I'd say there are people listening to us who believe the tractors and farm machinery they're already banned from the motorway, but they're not. Will you tell us what the rules are?
Yeah, anything with a 50 kilometre an hour box in it, such as a tractor, is allowed on our motorways. But the problem we have here is that once the tractors are laden and they're going up a hill, they're back down to 20 and 30 kilometres an hour. Even at 50 kilometres an hour, our motorways, the legal speed for a car on our motorway is 120 kilometres an hour. The legal speed for a truck on a motorway is 80 kilometres an hour. You can imagine travelling in heavy traffic up the motorway, and the next thing you come up on a tractor and trailer, and you come up on him very, very fast. If there's traffic in the right-hand lane, in the overtaking lane, you can't get out. I've seen people having to undertake tractors on the hard shoulder to avoid an accident.
Mm-hmm. So your concern here is for safety of your drivers, right, and safety on the road in general.
It's the safety of our members and their drivers. Now, I have to say, this is not a crusade against farmers, agricultural contractors or builders. If it's not safe to be on the motorway, it just doesn't have a place on it. It shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm. Seamus, what's your view on this? I mean, Ger is very clear there. Slow tractors are a danger. They're causing chaos in some cases on motorways. We have this 50 kilometre an hour limit, but if they're going up a hill or if they're pulling a load, they'll be slower than that even.
Yeah, good morning, Claire and Ger. Look, I think, first of all, you need to decide, have we got a real problem here? And are the motorways teeming with tractors slowing down all the traffic? And I think there's no evidence at all that tractors are causing this kind of mayhem on the motorways. The fact is that tractors must be able to go above the 50 kilometer an hour as measurement on the highways. So therefore, it is really the very faster tractors. The tractors often drawing very heavy loads, as in articulated trucks or articulated bodies as well. So these tractors are actually on the road. They're not slowing down. They're not causing the kind of mayhem. The obvious tractors that are banned are the smaller tractors, the ones that really can't do that speed, and they are not on the roads. But, I mean, Claire, the real reality is, if you're going to bring in legislation like this, you run the risk of other slow traffic or other slow vehicles that need to be on the motorway. And remember, Ireland is also an agricultural country, and sometimes we have designed motorways and even national roads in a way that has divided land and farmers. And it is much more safely for them to just do 8 or 9 kilometres on the road to get to a piece of land than go the more circuitous road, which is often not very safe. Mm-hmm.
We're getting plenty of messages on this already, Ger. This listener says, and Seamus has touched on it there, if you ban agricultural machineries from motorways, should we also ban caravans? Because there's plenty of room to overtake a slow-moving vehicle, and it's vehicles moving too fast that's the problem. So if you start by banning agricultural machinery, you might have unintended consequences there here and be driving a lot of people off the motorways.
Well, the first thing I would say on that, our members depend on the agricultural sector for their living. But again, I'm coming back, it's a safety issue. Seamus said there about tractors maybe travelling 8 or 9 kilometres on a motorway to get from one farm to another. There is no farm entrance or no business entrance on or off a motorway. So in order to get into a farmer's premises, you still have to come off the motorway and go onto a regional road.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel that the tractors don't have a place on the motorway. They're not able to maintain the speed. Now, a car and a caravan on the motorway can do 80 kilometres an hour.
Yeah.
Where the tractors are down to 50.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying about there's no access from a motorway into a field or farmer's land, but the farmer might take the view that that is the safest route for them to take. Otherwise, they're on a narrow road with, you know, whether it's a large trailer tractor and a baler, for example, on the back. That's not safe either, is it?
Well, maybe it's not safe, but it's certainly, in our view, safer to have them on the regional roads than have them on a motorway. If you can imagine a person in a car comes up behind a tractor and they suddenly realise they're so close to the tractor that they have to jam up on the brakes, you can have a huge domino effect there where you have one vehicle rear-ending another and another and another.
Mm-hmm. Seamus, do you understand why a tractor might need to be on a motorway?
Yes, I do. And just in terms of two things to be said. First of all, I mean, if you take a small piece of motorway from, let's say, Milltown Pass to Turles Pass, it's not a long distance. Sometimes farmers will go on that road and they will be going to farms or land they have. So it's not quite the case that farmers, you know, don't need to be on the motorway. The real reality is here, we have to propose legislation of banning based on evidence. And I would argue that the evidence of safety on motorways endangered by tractors is simply not there. But it certainly is there on the roads, on the normal roads of Ireland. So if we're going to push tractors, and there's not many, by the way, on the motorway. That's the other piece of evidence that's missing here. There's really not that many tractors on the motorway. But even if we do push them off, we have to say, well, what is the alternative? Because the reality is farms are divided, land is divided. And as I said, a tractor doing 50 to 60 kilometres on the road is pretty well going fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to cause too much traffic.
See, Seamus, there's an issue coming through here from people who are getting in touch with the programme. And they're saying that it's the issue of the age you can drive a tractor at. So 16 years old. And this listener says, at this time of the year, I'm meeting young lads bombing it on country roads. They lack experience and responsibility. The machines are so powerful, they have the potential to do serious damage in a collision. I feel so strongly, says this listener, that the age for driving tractors on the roads should be reviewed and changed to 18 years at least. Do you agree with that, Seamus?
I think I've spoken to you, I think, on that before. I think this is another debate altogether. The reality is we have very powerful tractors, even if they are 16 years of age. They are bombing around, as you said, on narrow roads. And sometimes the age of the driver, you have to ask the question, have they got the experience? Have they got the required training? And I would argue strongly, not so much the age, but the required training needs to be higher. There needs to be greater tests done. And frankly, that's where speed limits really do matter. A tractor doing even 30 kilometres an hour on a regional road, if it comes across something suddenly, there is no hope at all. So that's a different debate.
Jerm, I'm using you now as our expert here on the laws around motorway driving, but can you be 16 driving a tractor on a motorway?
A 16-year-old today can go into the local NDLS and come out with a W license, which is the license for a tractor, and get on a tractor and head up the motorway with 20 or 30 tons laden weight on our motorways. It really is a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm. Some more listener reaction to this. On a foggy morning between Carlow and Kilkenny, I nearly got killed when a slow-moving tractor appeared out of the fog in the left lane. I couldn't overtake it due to traffic on the right lane. I had to drive into the hard shoulder to avoid a collision. There are national roads for tractors to use. But another listener would like to know why road hauliers, why trucks and lorries break the 80-kilometre speed limit. This is on national roads, because they're terrifying when they do that. Do you accept that criticism, Ger, that there are some of your members who will drive too fast on those roads?
Well, my view on that is a person who's breaking the speed limit. Our trucks are all limited. So a person who's breaking the speed limit has, I have no sympathy for him or her if they're caught speeding on a motorway. They don't have a place on a motorway if they're speeding.
Limited to what? What's the limit on them?
The limits on our trucks is normally 80 kilometres an hour, and the speed limiters are set at 85.
Mm-hmm. So they can go no faster than that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they can go no faster than that. If they are going faster than that, there is a problem with the speed limiter on the truck.
Right. And Seamus, back to you then on this. I mean, do you think it's fair to say that farmers or contractors wouldn't necessarily choose to drive on, say, the M7? Because it can be tricky for them as well, worrying and concerning to be out there when you have people flying past you at 120 kilometres an hour. Is it the route that farmers and contractors would choose?
It's not really. I mean, most farmers, again, look at the motorways. I travel on them, unfortunately, quite a bit. It's rare I see a tractor of any size on that motorway. Farmers will try not to go on the motorway unless they really have to. And that's borne out by the numbers you'll see on the highway. So it is true to say farmers will try to avoid the motorways if possible, because let's face it, unless your tractor is really modern and is capable of handling itself on a motorway, you're better off not being on it because it's too stressful.
Yeah, but I mean, given what Ger was saying there about the limiter on the trucks, you'd have some of these tractors going faster than an Arctic.
You could have, but again, they have a low speeding limit. In other words, they must achieve 50 kilometres before they're on it in the first place. But they can't break the speed limits either, so they shouldn't be going faster than an Arctic. Because the same laws apply. But the reality here is, you know, if you're proposing legislation change, you need evidence. You need evidence of road safety problems. You need evidence of numbers, and you need a lot more evidence than we have. And frankly, that evidence isn't there.
Mm-hmm. Kevin insists that he's often been passed on the motorway jar by a truck and he'd be travelling at 115 kilometres. But you said, as far as you're concerned, your members have limiters on the trucks. Another one, on the South Link in Cork, tractors are causing a major hazard, causing huge delays, resulting in cars having to stall suddenly in a 120-kilometre zone. In morning traffic, the disruption is a daily occurrence, especially in summer. Plenty of messages coming in on this one, but for now, Ger Hyland from the Irish Road Hauliers Association and Seamus Boland from Irish Rural Link, thank you both for joining us.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.